you go into jhana, you went too high, it cannot actually help you free. That is it. What is jhana? Concentration. And most of them, when they are in concentration, the defilement, the mental hindrance, they are all suppressed and set up. Especially when you go beyond the first jhana. Apply thought and sustain thought. I think it's vitakka and vichara. No more relinquishing. So there is no more thought arising. So how can your mental hindrance arise? You can't. Where they are all suppressed. So a lot of people who lack understanding, they thought you have to be in jhana. Where in jhana, no mental hindrance. You realize or not? Where the thought is not there, the mental hindrance cannot arise. So that is the way, to transcend mental hindrance. But they didn't realize there is not a free mind. You understand? Not a free mind means what? It's a conditioned mind held together by energy field. Because of focusing, concentration, they got object of meditation, their mind, one point of them, held onto one point. And that one is held by the thought. Although that thought doesn't arise because you suppress it. Because it's not a free mind, it's a conditioned mind. Conditioned mind means you focus, you concentrate. You hold it in absorption. So the mind very calm, very still. No thought. Yes, no thought, but it's not a free mind. Not a free mind means what? The mental hindrance of sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, and even this restlessness and doubt cannot arise on the soul where you are in the energy field. That's why they feel very calm. It's like they are enlightened. So because of that, a lot of people believe that is what jhana is. That's why you must develop jhana. So in the early days, it was very popular. Everybody is talking about jhana. I remember when I was requested to share or teach the Dhamma at Huping Jingse. I was asked this question. You dare to teach? You got jhana or not? What jhana do you have? So I just let things be. I say, I don't learn jhana. I don't teach jhana. Then what do you teach? I say, awareness, daily mindfulness, according to what I understood about the teaching. That's what I teach. So because of that, he finally listened. Then after he listened, he start to see and understand, like the Buddha said, heedfulness and all things. Then he realized that one not jhana. That one is heedfulness. Then I say, under Noble Eightfold Path Factor, got samajhana. Then he realized, samadhi. Is samadhi jhana? Is samadhi jhana, the Buddha would have not confused people. He will use the word samajhana. But why he didn't use the word? Why did he use samadhi? Because it's a free mind in samadhi. Samadhi is collected and unwavering, but it's not a conditioned mind. Understand? Then I think because of that, he turned down and he asked me, who is your teacher? Or who are your teacher? Then I mentioned the timer, saying, even Ajahn Mahabodhwa. I say, I read Ajahn Chah's book. Then Long Po Tat, near Wat Na Long there, I think Wat Pak Ping, I don't know, there is a temple where he is, and he's very famous. Then Mahabodhwa also that time very famous. Then, of course, I say I also did read Long Po Tien book. So I did the mindfulness and all those things. Then I say, my teacher, Acha. Then after you hear this, he keep quiet already. All of that. Okay. So if you are not gullible, don't get yourself attracted to all this fantastic terminology. like vipassana, you don't understand what vipassana is. And jhana, at that time, was so popular. At that time, you cannot tell people awareness or not, but they don't understand what is awareness. You must say mindfulness, no? And mindfulness, hardly anybody understands. So how to teach, how to share, that's why it took a while. That's why you see the way I teach, even at Thursday class and other classes when I started, it's always the five mental hindrance that hinders your mind. Then five spiritual faculty you need to develop. Then after that, three evil root, the law of karma, the three right view. Then from there, it spin off the five daily contemplation. Yeah. Then all of the other important Dhammapadavas, Dhammapadavas 1 and 2. Your life, you decide how you want to live. Then 21, 22, 23. Then 183. Then the final advice of the Buddha before his Parinibbana. Where I realize these are important teachings. This is what the Buddha proclaimed. So you don't look at it, you're wasting your time. You lost focus. And the Buddha himself said no. After he even realized or practiced and finished off all the jhana until 8 jhana, he still know he hasn't freed his mind. He's not enlightened yet. But people somehow become like, I don't know whether it's due to popularly accepted or what. They get attracted to jhana. It's like very difficult to get jhana. You get jhana means you're special. You are a special meditator. You are psychic, everything. You can do things that other people don't do. But they don't have the understanding that the one that free you is not all the fantastic meditation. So the energy field, the jhana, the calm state of mind, the psychic. Can this one free you? You look at the first noble truth. These are reality of life existence. If you confront them, can you handle? That is wisdom. Without wisdom, you cannot handle. Like the Buddha realized, oh, it's sickness and death, very difficult to handle. Understand not? No answer. But underneath the Bodhi tree, when he became enlightened, he saw dependent origination, he saw all the activity and movement, then he recalled his previous cultivation and he inherited all the understanding. Then he was able to summarize all of life into just four noble truths. Then when you understand the four noble truths, you realize, yeah, these are reality of life and existence. Everybody has to confront that if you live long enough. Then the cause behind suffering, he told you, craving, clinging, born of sakyadity. Sakyadity means what? You deludedly believe you exist and you are real. There's a self. Then his teaching continued. He said, when you develop heedfulness, you can insight into phenomena and awaken to the three universal characteristics. Then you realize all these are dependent originating, condition arising, not a permanent unchanging entity. Then you can grasp onto, cling onto, hold onto and say, this is me, this is I. Therefore, all this can be mine. This is how he realized. Then he awakened. Then he's not deluded. Understand? That's why he free. That's why the universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta become a major understanding in his teaching. And of all the religions, he's the only one that taught mindfulness. I mean, at that time. The others are all concentration, so samatha. So because of that, because I have clear understanding of the whole thing. That's why I can teach in this way. Yeah. You look at the teaching, 204 until now when I decided to come out, it's still the same thing. Understand? So when you understand, you will not be gullible. Then just based on an open mind, you listen, then you will know. Based on what is even in the scripture. So all this understanding, when one develops, one will not become gullible.